Hello, my name is Andrew and welcome to the Project Dental Podcast, where we talk all things dental and help take your dream practice and make it a reality. If you like what you hear, please consider subscribing and check us out on all social medias.
Welcome back to the Project Dental Podcast. Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Yeah, no kidding, man. What, did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it went pretty well.
It's
some good
still
stuff.
It's still 70 degrees.
Yep.
And it's still the end of December.
Yeah, warm and muggy.
It's crazy. We're getting ready for a new year. As a matter of fact, do you have plans for the new year?
No.
Okay.
I'll be here.
I mean, it's December 31st, although you'll be here. I mean, we'll be launching these in January, but we're actually sitting here right now on December 31st, getting ready to embark on a brand new year, 2022.
Yeah. Do you do the whole resolutions? I'm like, I'll just keep doing me.
Yeah.
If I decide I'm going to change something, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the same way. It's... I've been the same guy for 52 years. I don't plan on you know, any major undertaking.
Any big plans for the new year?
Probably go to sleep.
Yeah. Sleep around 8 o'clock?
Yeah, really. as you know, we're starting a couple of really big projects, and one kicks off Monday morning, which is great because he knows who I'm talking about, and he's cutting into my hunting time. There was a lot of planning that went into this. It's unique. This isn't what we're going to talk about, but it is on the forefront of my mind. But remodeling an existing practice, a significant remodel, and there's nothing structurally being done.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much all cosmetics, flooring and paint and hardware and fixtures and new equipment, brand new equipment throughout. But you have to shut a practice down.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things you want to do before you embark on this kind of goes back to the one we were talking about. Another thing a dental specific project manager can do is help you understand the financial impact, especially if that's the only office you have.
Yeah,
and you don't have an option to go work somewhere else, is what's the overall financial impact, the lost production that you have? You've got to be real careful. I mean, I've seen a lot of guys think, oh, we'll go in and we'll get this done nights, weekends, or we'll get this done they tell me they'll get it done in a week. And there wasn't proper planning done on the front end. I'll give you an example with this one. You know, because there's all kinds of things that can happen. You say, okay, this is the go date. And they say, oh, well, they don't have the flooring in. It's going to be another week. Okay, we've already pulled all the equipment out, tore your floor up. Sorry, you're just down another week.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge financial impact. Or, you know, you plan for something and you say, okay, well, we'll need the equipment by this date, and you want them to try and deliver it directly there. Well, with supply chain management right now, shipping's all over the place. I mean, shipping prices have skyrocketed where manufacturers won't even quote you specific shipping prices. They'll just say, once we get the bill, that's what you're paying.
Yeah.
But if the equipment doesn't show up, now what do you do? You've already taken everything out. Yeah, I mean, and so in this particular case, you know, when we worked through all of the math, we went ahead and ordered the flooring and had it in hand. We went ahead and had all of the millwork made and ready to go ahead of time. And it's sitting there in a warehouse. We ordered all of the equipment and had it shipped to a warehouse, and it is sitting in town. So we know we physically have our hands on it, right? Part of the reason we did it is because there was a piece damaged in shipping. We had to have it remade. So that way, you know all this stuff's here, because if one little component's not there, you don't start the project because you don't want to take them down. And you know, we've got a big project. You're getting it done in 14 days. You know, and that's pretty big. I mean, when you look at, you know, 2 or 3 days, you got 3 days worth of flooring, 3 days worth of painting, and coordination ahead of time to pick out everything that needs to be picked out, make decisions, make sure you've got everything in place. I mean, we've been over with that staff the last 6 months getting ready and putting this timeline in place. Once we knew all the stuff's there, then we picked a date for them. So anyway, I don't want to digress because that's not really what we wanted to talk about, but it will kind of lead in.
It kind of leads into
it because a big part of it is coordinating with his team. And and in his case, he has a great team.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we wanted to talk about on this podcast is staffing. Now, before we get into that, do you want to, you know, what else, do we have anything else we want to talk about or get, you know?
Like always, the December giveaway. Be on the lookout for December's giveaway. We're going to put it on the Instagram.
Yep.
We're going to reach out to somebody here in the next few days and let them know who won.
Yeah.
And then at the beginning of January, we'll put it on the podcast. So
that's correct. That's correct.
Be on the lookout for that.
And it is a cordless curing light this month.
It is a cordless curing light from TPC, you said?
It was TPC Dental.
Yes.
TPC Dental.
So be on the lookout for that. Like always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at info@theprojectdental. We'll be happy to, going into the new year, really get some listener questions on the podcast. It'd be awesome.
Oh, man, that would be great. If anybody wants to send us emails with questions, mm-hmm. we would be happy. Maybe we just do a whole segment on answering questions.
Yeah, just getting interaction from the listeners.
And while you say that, I would like to say thank you to, you know, Mid-South Dental Equipment Company,
mm-hmm.
And Dental Office Construction Services, because they basically help support this podcast and what we're doing. And they're the ones that provide most of the giveaways, the equipment giveaways that we do. So we're very thankful to them for that. We're also thankful to the manufacturers, the different manufacturers that we work with, because there have been a couple of times so far that we've had some of the manufacturers provide us with stuff to give away.
Yes.
And once again, a shameless plug here and there. it works all over the place. So so with that said, can we
roll into staffing?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking about this project, and a big part of that was communicating, and what a great job the staff has done in getting together and getting their part done. And on that particular project. But, you know, staffing is dear to me.
Yeah.
As much as I enjoy, you know, being a project manager and staffing, I have an affinity for staffing, and I'm extremely passionate. I know you guys know, because I put anybody that works through me or works with me through one, but it's a behavioral-based interview.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm passionate about that is because that's how I got my start.
Yeah.
Before I went into business for myself, many, many moons ago, I am a certified, behavioral-based interviewer, and trainer.
Yeah.
And, so I'm very, passionate. I am a huge believer in that process, using behavioral-based interview methods. My research for my doctoral project was showing that if you use a behavioral-based methodology for interviewing and selecting team members, it will yield a higher return on your project outcome than using what are considered traditional methods.
Yeah.
Right. And so you know why I'm passionate about it. And then the other part of staffing is that my first forte was I owned a dental staffing company. I had dental hygienists and dental assistants and dental administrative staff. I even had a few dentists back then that worked for me, doing both temporary and permanent placement work. And so I have an affinity for that. And the reason is because I truly understand the financial impact in the productivity of making a bad hiring decision versus making a good hiring decision.
Yeah.
And so I have been working on this for years and years and years. It's been a labor of love because I wanted to create a product that was specific to the dental industry. Because it is, you guys hear me say this all the time, but dental is a very unique animal. And so I am excited to talk about the fact. I want to talk a little bit about why it's important today, but I'm excited to kind of tease that we are in the process of finishing up, and I hope that, and when I say finishing up, we've probably got a few more months to go before it's ready to launch. But I am very excited that we are going to be launching a product and a service that will help dental offices create specific behavioral-based interviews, structured interviews for their critical positions in their particular office. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if you're a dental office with, you know, a doctor, one assistant, one hygienist, and one front desk person.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're a bigger entity with a handful of doctors, three locations, multiple administrative people, multiple clinicians. We'll be able to help. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about this is that this product, and you're going to see me get excited because I get really excited talking about this, but you're going to see where it is very specific because I get asked all the time, well, what about the cultural impacts, right? Yeah. Well, you'll see when we take you through this tool that we have. We'll be able to help guide each individual staff or each individual office to create these structured interviews for their particular office, for their particular positions. And then the second half of it is we get to teach them how to use it and use it effectively. And the thing you understand about once you've been taught how to use a good structured behavior-based interview properly, you can tell by the conclusion of that interview, the person doing the interviewing, but also the person being interviewed, pretty much knows at the conclusion of that interview if they're a fit for the job.
Yeah.
Right? Now, you may interview multiple people, and you may have multiple people that are, you know, qualified for that job and a good fit. But you'll be able to narrow that down, and you're definitely able to narrow down the ones that are not a good fit.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And because so many times we see, I know there's people out there right now that are raising their hands and they know, that they are haphazard at best when it comes to interviewing people. I mean, some people out of desperation, if they show up, they're like, yep, you're hired.
Yeah.
And so the cost of hiring, you know, the cost of making a bad hiring decision, and you don't even think about, I'm not just talking about physical loss production. I'm talking about, especially in a small office, team chemistry.
Yeah.
I mean, you make the wrong decision and you create the wrong chemistry, or you run off a staff member that is a good team member that's, you know, productive. And so we're going to get into all of that. But then also, how many times, you know, do people go in for an interview and the person doing the interview very haphazardly asks, you know, hypothetical questions or, or closed-ended questions that are just a yes or a no? You know, does that really give you any good information about the candidate? You know, what we want to do is help them find the best possible candidates to work, you know, for them, with them, around them, and help them create the best possible team that they can for themselves.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I've done this over the years with offices, but in a more informal in a more informal process. And but the information's the same. And I always love sharing that information because we sit down with them and then they're like, wow, holy cow, really? Yeah. And it once they go through it, and it's a day long process.
Yeah,
you know, we spend the first half of the day where we help them create good behavioral based structured interviews for each one of their key positions in their office. And then we spend the second half of the day teaching them how to use those tools properly.
Yeah.
And develop those skills. And when they walk away at the end of the day, it's amazing to see their confidence level.
Yeah.
It's funny because we go in and do it, and they're not necessarily hiring someone at that particular moment.
Yeah.
But they have all this, you know, they have these weapons in their arsenal now,
mm-hmm.
and they're almost excited. They're like, I want to go interview somebody now.
Yeah.
You know, because you have this whole different level of confidence because you see, wow, you see what you were not getting before and how you were making decisions with such limited information.
Yeah.
And now you look at, you know, what good information you have to make a good, a much more sound hiring decision.
Yeah.
And it's all based on the fact that past habit structures are a better predictor of future performance.
Yeah.
And that's not, you know, that's not a you know, earth-shattering, you know, idea or concept. I mean, it's been around for, you know, 30, 40 years at least.
Yeah.
Probably the early 70s, I know. When the first behavioral psychologists were conceptually coming up with the idea. But what is amazing is how people don't understand. They've never had a tool that's helped them identify what behaviors or what, you know, actions specifically – what behavioral type trait, mm-hmm. not traits, but skills they're looking for. And it's not going to be the same for every position.
Yeah.
You have to understand. One position may, once you see what all's available and we help you identify which ones are critical for this position, which ones are critical for this position, we help you create questions to identify them. We teach you how to use those questions. And then we also have the technical skills that go along with that, right? But the technical skills are easier to identify. I mean, if you need somebody who can type or use Microsoft Word or Excel or whatever, well, you can give them a test. I mean, you can physically see that. That's a tangible skill. What you can't see or what's harder to identify are things like, you know, time management,
mm-hmm.
You know, written communication, spoken communications, team building, leadership,
mm-hmm.
you know, those are all examples of behavioral skills that you need to identify which ones are important for, you know, which particular position, and then create questions. Then we teach you how to use them. Yeah. And that's the fun part. And that's what gives the individual people opportunity, and especially when that happens, and you start getting, you know, because a lot of offices will use staff members, you know, and we encourage that if you're comfortable with it. Sometimes it's better to use more than one person involved in the interviewing process, not to be threatening, but because two people are going to hear responses differently.
Yeah.
And then you can compare that information. But, you know, obviously we can't take an 8-hour program and condense it down into 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But I am, we are going to have a few more segments where we can share a little bit of that. And as we get closer to getting ready to launch that product and get it out there and get it out there available for everybody. So anyway, so be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
You kind of see how I can get excited quickly, and we'll probably do a couple of more little couple more little podcast vignettes or something on maybe a couple of the little skills or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But what we're really looking forward to is when we get this product launched, the ability to go into an office for a day and spend a day with their team creating this and teaching them how to use it effectively, and then getting to see the effects down the road of, you know, how they're able to replenish and add to their team with new team members using this process.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. Yep.
Yep.
So
be on the lookout for that.
Yeah. So yeah, be on the lookout for it.
Thank y'all for a great 2021. Looking forward to 2022, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. It's it didn't even dawn on me, but I guess this is the last one that we're actually recording.
Yeah, this will be the last one. It's been an awesome first 6 months of the podcast.
I'm excited about doing it for, you know, the next year.
Yeah.
But it is kind of weird to think this is the last thing that we're really doing for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, man, now that you made me think about that, I do. I just want to say thank you to all of the offices. You know, especially the ones that you know, I've been blessed to work with over my career, but specifically the ones that I've worked with and that have reached out and asked to continue to work with us through Dental Office Construction Services and Mid-South Dental Equipment Company for the last 3 years. We are greatly appreciative. Because doing that business with us, look at what all's happened in just this past year. We launched this podcast. We now have onboarded all these new people that have come on board with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're excited. Through Mid-South Dental Equipment, we've got, you know, Colin now down in Central and South Mississippi.
Yeah.
Lamont closer to Middle Tennessee. And man, this is just that's crazy. The website for both of them going and launching this podcast. We have truly been blessed.
Oh yeah.
So thank you to all you guys, and we hope you have a wonderful and safe new year.
Yes.
And we will, I guess, see you on the other side.
See you on 2022.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Project Dental Podcast. If you like what you heard, please consider subscribing and check us out on all major social media platforms.